Sivir Aleph Sivir Vav. If Asa Mitzem Agazam Psulim, the Sivir also Lahen, Vishalahen. If you made the tzitzit out of stolen wool, then it's possible because it says Asu Lahen. It should be yours, not stolen. Which Ruth points out that you should be careful. If you buy something from someone, you don't pay him on time. If a guy says, I need the money right away, and you don't pay him on time, it's not yours, and therefore you won't be it. So, make sure you pay on time. Not only if the tzitzit are stolen, but if the garment itself is stolen, it's also possible, because the garment also has the blood too. Ramos says, not she goes without chutin. We're talking about a case where he stole the chutin as his, and he didn't just steal the wool. But if he sold, wool, he made it into chutin, since she made a shinui, then you're kind of the shinui, and it's kosher. The Maisa, the Magen Avraham says that the Machab disagrees with this. He says it's a special person to say that the shinui does not help. So, if you have a shash of stolen wool, one should be, it's not so kosher to use it. But once again, according to the Ramah, it helps if, even though it was stolen, if he twines it into threads, and that is also not like this, whether it's only after Shino, or even without the Shino, because it's after Yish. He said after the person gave a pope on it, and then he made it into the strings, twined it, or even without that. It's also not like this, because to stay away from stolen, or Shasha, stolen chutin, because even if we say that it's kosher, but like a pila also last days in the body, now that you use this wool to make them into strings like a pila, if you know it's stolen. And there's another problem in the bracha and the common, seven tajrishman and test. And basically, machalik is also, you can make a bracha on it since it did come through stealing. And Mr. Ruth Paskins, that one cannot make a bracha on such a thing. If you ask somebody, can you lend me tzitzit strings? You don't really mean just to lend me, because lending halachically a sheila means that I'm going to give them back to you. But here, he realizes you can knot them on your garment, you're not planning to give them back. You're just going to get them new ones and exchange them. So since the ones he gave you are fully yours, then you can't make a bracha on it.